99%. We are the 99%. We are the 99%.
This is the Occupy Tucson and Jobs with Justice rally to support the Postal Service sorting station here at Cherry Bell in Tucson, Arizona. It is potentially scheduled for shutdown, which would mean the loss of 400 union jobs and also no mail sorting in Tucson, which means that even in-town mail would have to go through Phoenix, come back down here, and be the end of 24-hour service in the town.
Must adjust its mail processing network to evolve as our nation's mailing habits change. Here's the problem. When there is a lot of capacity to process an ever-dwindling volume of mail, how can the current system of mail processing be changed with little or no impact to the customer? The answer has to do with something called mail service standards. What most customers may not realize is that first-class mail currently receives overnight service from metropolitan areas. Because of this standard, a nationwide processing operation has been set up to handle this need. The sobering reality is that first-class mail volumes will not return to the levels seen in the past. Changing service standards to match reality is one way of keeping the Postal Service viable. What the Postal Service proposes is changing that overnight service to a 2 to 3 day service. If this change were made, USPS would have about 2 days to process and deliver first-class mail. This will allow a plant that processes mail only 6 hours a day to process mail for 20 hours a day, effectively doing the work of 3 plants at 1 plant and increasing overall efficiency. By simply making a small adjustment in service standards, the Postal Service could reduce the number of mail processing facilities from about 500 to fewer than 200 and realize billions of dollars in annual savings.
Local mail for local jobs! 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 We are the 99%! We are the 99%! We are the 99%. We are the 99%.